In the literature of the world, in words already written 2,000 years ago or yesterday, there are segments that stand like peaks in the plane of time, belonging as much to the present as to the past. This is the first in a series of programs drawn from the fullness of this timeless literature.
Unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The eternal light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, Judith, is based upon an apocryphal book of the Bible and was written by Joseph Mindel. It is presented in observance of the Jewish Education Year.
On the 22nd day of the first month, in the 18th year of his reign, there was talk in the house of Nebuchadnezzar, king of the Assyrians and lord of the east, that he should, as he said, avenge himself on all the earth. He looked to the west countries and issued a proclamation.
I will go forth in my wrath against you, and I will cover the face of the earth with the feet of my army, so that your slain shall fill your valleys and brooks. For as I live and by the power of my kingdom, whatsoever I have spoken, that will I do by my hand.
And then the chief general of his army, whose name was Holofernes, came to Nebuchadnezzar at his call.
Holofernes, what do you think of my proclamation?
It is filled with frightening words.
You are cautious.
No, my lord.
But you are thinking that proclamations do not win battles.
Maybe, as you say.
Holofernes, you have a disdain for words, for ideas.
I have not yet seen an idea that can withstand 10,000 swordsmen.
Not by itself. Therefore, you will take not 10, but 120,000 foot soldiers and 12,000 archers on horseback.
And the proclamation as well.
Now you are being diplomatic.
Am I, my lord? It is unintentional. The proclamation is a weapon. It may save lives.
You are a soldier, Holofernes. It is not your concern to save lives.
Nevertheless, I do not find pleasure in death, neither in inflicting nor in suffering it.
That is too bad.
No, I am a soul.
For many will die before the living return.
Holofernes led his army forth out of Nineveh, and he went over Euphrates and through Mesopotamia. And where he went, he burnt up the fields and destroyed the flocks and utterly wasted the cities. And death went with him. Fear and dread fell upon the world. The inhabitants of Sidon and of Tyre yielded to Holofernes and those that dwelt in Jemnaean. Then he came to the hill country, to the borders of Judea, where high on the mountain lay the city of Bethulia. And he sent the proclamation of Nebuchadnezzar by a messenger.
Old man, I come from Holofernes.
Old I am, still I have a name. Ozias, governor of the city of Bethulia.
Ozias, look down the mountainside to the plains below.
I have looked. We have all looked.
Then you have seen the armies of Assyria.
Our eyes are not sickly.
And you're not afraid?
We are exceedingly afraid.
Then you will surrender to Holofernes.
Messenger, you climbed the mountain to deliver your message.
You have not answered my question.
Did you see the narrow places on the hillside where an army must pass two by two?
It is easy for you to be brave, old man. It is the young men who will die in battle.
Then take a message from the young men. Tell Holofernes.
Ezra, let me be the spokesman.
Tell him that Ezra...
Never mind. I will know what to tell Holofernes.
What kind of people are these, the children of Israel?
They must be of simple minds or out of fools, Holofernes.
Neither, Begoeth. They are afraid, yet they do not yield.
What does it matter? They will be devoured by your army.
Still, I would like to understand. Captains of Moab and of Ammon, you have lived near these people. Can you tell me who is their king and why they have not come to surrender? No one?
My lord.
That is Achior, the Ammonite.
Speak, Achior.
Holofernes, let us march around Judea. It is a small country, barren and poor in spoils.
I did not ask your advice. Tell me what you know.
If I speak the truth, you will be angry.
No, only if you lie.
My lord, do not ask me.
I do not. I command you.
Then I must speak. Long ago, the Hebrews, as they call themselves, lived in Mesopotamia and then in Canaan. When a famine covered the land, they went into Egypt and they became numerous. Then the king of Egypt rose against them and made them slaves.
And they are descended of slaves.
But these slaves, descended of slaves, redeemed themselves and seized their freedom, and they departed out of Egypt.
I'm not interested in ancient wonders.
I am not talking of past events only. Let us pass by Judea.
This is the second time, Achior. Now I am beginning to anger.
My lord, if they have lost faith in their God, then he will not defend them and they will be destroyed. But if they have not departed from his ways, then, Holofernes, this shall be our ruin. Do you believe this? I do not know whether I believe it or not. But the children of Israel believe it. And that may be more important.
Listen, Achior, and remember my words. Who is God but Nebuchadnezzar? And what is his power but the armies, you see?
I have acknowledged it.
I carry Nebuchadnezzar's proclamation and his image. But when I go into battle, what is his proclamation but words? And his image but paint?
There is strength in words and in...
Be still! There is no strength except in swords and in spears. Lagos.
Yes, Holofernes.
Make him a prisoner.
You want him killed?
I have told you the truth, Holofernes.
Have you? Then it is so much the worse. Begoeth, bind him and have him taken to Bethulia. Let the God of Israel protect him.
Let us hear his story. Let Achior finish.
I have finished, Josias. Are you going to kill me now?
Kill you? Why?
I cannot think of a good reason. But that is what we do in the camp of the Assyrians.
If you find a reason, speak of it again. Achior, was Holofernes' anger great against us?
No, Holofernes does not hate those he fights. Besides, he's a little puzzled, I think.
Puzzled?
That you do not either run or surrender. That you stand and die.
Who has determined that we must die?
Ezra, that's a foolish question.
Only to cowards.
The decree is Nebuchadnezzar's and Holofernes will execute it.
The Assyrians will fall by the hundreds in the narrow mountain passes.
And fresh thousands will come. What do you know about battle, Ezra?
I will be an apt scholar, Simeon, and learn.
You will not live long enough to profit by your learning. I have fought against the Assyrians in Mesopotamia, I know. Listen, all of you. They bind scythes to their chariot wheels. They shoot arrows of flaming pitch. No one can withstand them.
Their swords alone are terrible enough.
People of Bethulia! What has come over you? Save your laments until they may be needed.
Judas, this is a time for women to be silent.
No, Simeon. It is a time for remembering who we are.
Judith, I have told you.
It is not for you to tell me. Have you forgotten, all of you? We are children of Israel. The Lord our God is armor against scythes and a shield against arrows.
Convince Holofernes of this.
He will be convinced, Simeon. But what about you? You do not answer.
Must we die to be convinced? If we surrender now, we may save our lives.
Or we may not. And if we surrender, the way is open to them, to Jerusalem, to the temple. Simeon, where is the choice?
Judith was a widow, a woman of goodly countenance and great in deeds. There was none to give her an ill word, for she loved God greatly and spoke with a good heart. Therefore the people of Bethulia were strengthened, and they returned to the walls and towers of their city. And they spoke to Judith as they worked.
Baker, you are making a very large loaf of bread.
Why not, Judith? I have a large store of wheat.
Baker, measure your grain by tomorrow's needs.
What is Holofernes thinking now?
Leave him his thoughts, Ezra. We have work to do.
And just the same, I wonder what Holofernes is thinking.
Holofernes, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking, Magoas, that it is time we began the attack.
You said that yesterday. And then postponed the battle again?
I am the commander. The decision is mine to make.
I was not criticizing, my lord.
The mountain passes are narrow. It will be a great slaughter.
It's true. There is reason to be afraid.
Magoas, be cautious.
Caution is for clerks. Does not befit me nor you. Your army waits restlessly on the plain while you hesitate. Have you forgotten that you are Holofernes?
No, but something I'm trying to remember. Perhaps understand. Magoas, did they find Achior where you left him? Near Bethulia? What does it matter? Magoas, I have a plan.
Finally. I'll have the buglers call the troops.
No, wait. Our spies report that on the mountain where the city is, there are no springs or wells.
That is common on mountaintops.
What if we seize the fountains down below, the source of their water?
There will be parched throats among the Israelites.
Give the necessary orders to the captain.
There's a plan, and therefore better than waiting, but...
Yes, Magoas?
For such a plan, I'm not sure we need the Holofernes.
So the army of the Assyrians took the fountains of the waters of the children of Israel, and Bethulia was compassed around about, and there was no way to escape. Slowly their vessels of water failed the inhabitants, and the cisterns grew slowly empty, and they gave drink by measure.
Be patient! Be patient! Each in his turn.
Here, you are next.
Is that all, Osias?
It is a measure, the same for all.
But the water barely covers the bottom of the pitcher.
You should not have brought so large a vessel. Are you next, Judith?
I can wait.
Osias, I have children. This is not enough water.
Do not blame Osias.
I need no defender, Simeon.
No, blame Judith. Her noble words have trapped us here on the mountain to die of thirst.
We are not dead yet, Simeon.
We could have sent emissaries of peace. But she persuaded you otherwise.
It seemed right then. No. But now...
And now Simeon is right.
It is still not too late.
Simeon, do you think you can make peace with Holofernes? Do you think you can dull the edge of his sword or the appetite of his soldiers?
Let them take spoils. It is better to be alive captive in Assyria than to die of thirst in Bethulia.
I am ashamed. Our brothers in Judea depend on us. And the sanctity of the altar in Jerusalem depends on us. And you die before you are dead.
Hold your ears. Do not listen to her.
Have you forgotten what things the Lord our God did to Abraham? And how he tried Isaac and what happened to Jacob? And if he is silent now, nevertheless he has not tried us in the fire as he did them. Why do you have so little faith? Children of Israel, why so little faith in God? In yourselves?
The soldiers of Assur camped in the plains about the mountain 40 days. And each day the cisterns in Bethulia emptied lower, and the young children were out of heart, and the women and the young men fainted for thirst. But now, in his encampment, Holofernes grew impatient and set his men to attack.
I am a soldier, not a common laborer to dig ditches.
Soldier, you were chosen for your muscles, not your tongue. Dig the ditch.
And when the ditches were dug, the water from the fountains was diverted and flowed through them into the plain, where it made a cool, shimmering lake in sight of the besieged city.
Drive your horses into the water. Herdsmen, the goats and oxen. People of Apulia, look down. Are you thirsty? Here is water. Come down, drink.
Did you see Ozias?
I saw Simeon.
We cannot withstand any longer.
God will look upon us with mercy.
You are wrong. Judith is wrong. We have been given into their hands.
Endure a while longer.
Ozias, I will bring you the smallest pitcher. Will you fill it with water?
You know I cannot.
Below there is water.
A lake of water, Ozias. Deliver the city and let us drink.
If we drink a smaller measure each day, we have water for 5 days. Let us wait.
And then?
Then we must find a new strength within ourselves.
Ozias, I ask the question. After the 5 days, what then?
Then, Simeon, I will do as you say. I will deliver the city to Holofernes.
Ozias, what have you done? Why did you promise Simeon the surrender of the city?
I was compelled, Judith. The people are desperate.
You cannot even know what another man thinks. How can you know the purpose of God?
But, Judith...
If he will not help us in these 5 days, he has the power to defend us when he will, or to destroy us completely.
Then perhaps we are 5 days before destruction.
Ozias, God is not like man that he may be threatened.
I was one against many. What could I do?
Ozias, one and many are the same in his eyes.
On the night of the first day of the five, the men of Bethulia kindled fires upon their towers and remained and watched all that night. And if they did not know why they watched, then neither did Holofernes understand in his tent beneath the mountain.
We have kept here so long, Bagoas, the tent stakes are overgrown with grass.
This time this business was finished, Holofernes.
It is no great feat they perform up there in the city.
I do not dispute
it. I have driven men to do more than men can. I have made timid men brave with the whip and the scourge.
Holofernes, the general of an army has no need to convince anyone. Least of all himself.
What whip do they have, Bagoas, that drives them?
I cannot tell you.
Achio could not tell me either. Besides, he was wrong.
Holofernes, a word from you, only a whisper, and 100,000 men will march.
No! They cannot hold out much longer. We will wait.
We cannot wait, Ozias.
What else is there to do, Judith, but wait? Wait and pray.
No! We pray in order to know where our strength is. Relief will come to us not only through our prayers, but from our deeds.
There is nothing one can do. You are one against 100,000.
I am one, and I know what I must do. Ozias, tonight I will go through the gates of the city.
Judith, this is madness.
I will go down into the plain.
What will you do?
Do not ask me. Whatever is necessary, I will do.
They will torture you, kill you.
That which happens to us is not the worst. We cannot help it. But that which we ourselves do out of our own decision may be more terrible. Ozias.
Yes, Judith.
Who can tell how much more terrible?
Holofernes, do you want a lamp in your tent?
No. Darkness helps understanding. Agoras, You said a whisper would be enough.
At last. When do we attack?
Tomorrow, as soon as it is light. Tonight, double the guards and the watchmen.
There is no danger.
There is, but they will not know it when it comes. Nevertheless, give the order. Pagoras.
Yes?
I had a dream.
Even Holofernes' dream.
There was a chariot and two horses, mad with fear and with death.
And the driver?
There was no driver. But there was a woman. A woman of the Hebrews.
Let me leave the lamp.
Yes, leave it. I will wait in my tent.
What are you expecting, Holofernes?
I'm expecting nothing. But perhaps understanding will come. Perhaps an end to questions. Whatever it is, I will wait.
Judith, you will not change your mind.
No, Ozias. Open the gate.
Open the gate.
Hear me, O Lord, and give me strength. For thy power standeth not in multitude, nor thy might in strong men. For thou art the Lord of the afflicted, helper of the oppressed, upholder of the weak, protector of the forlorn, savior of those without hope.
Ozias.
Yes, Ezra.
Strangely, my weariness has fallen away.
I know.
Even the thirst is less.
Judith has gone through the gate, and therefore our throats are less parched.
Let us go back to the towers and take up our weapons again.
We have found a new strength. We have remembered.
Come, Ozias.
We have remembered the exodus out of Egypt. We have remembered that we are Hebrews.
Stop where you are. A woman.
Don't touch me.
You startled me.
Take me to your general.
Not all who ask can go to him.
Take me to Holofernes.
What do you want with him?
There's a matter I will reveal to him.
What matters of such import?
It concerns life. Or perhaps death.
Stop talking in riddles. Whose life, whose death?
Maybe yours or mine. Or maybe Holofernes.
Strange woman. Who are you?
Take me to Holofernes.
First, answer me. Who are you?
I am a woman of the Hebrews.
And it came to pass that Holofernes' dream of death was real. And on the fifth day, the defenders of Bethulia came down from the mountain, and the armies of Assyria, bereft of their leader, Holofernes, were afraid and scattered each to his own end. And this was a thing that was remembered and told in the generations.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Michael A. Stavitsky, President of the American Association for Jewish Education and Vice Chairman of the Board of Overseers of the Jewish Theological Seminary. Mr. Stavitsky.
A passage from the stirring dramatization of the apocryphal story of Judith is pertinent to my brief message on Jewish education year. I quote, "If they have lost faith in their God, then he will not defend them, and they will be destroyed. In these days of turmoil and confusion, some nations and people seem to be losing their faith in God. As a consequence, they are losing their trust in each other, instead of continuing together. The age-old uphill struggle towards the biblical goal of a life of justice, truth, and peace for and among all mankind. We of the United States have not lost faith in God. From the earliest days, our founders and people looked to the Word of God for guidance and inspiration. Proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all the people thereof. These holy words from the Bible are inscribed on our Liberty Bell. To each American has been given the inalienable right and duty to maintain and foster religious and cultural differences as a means of strengthening the American way of life. It is in the spirit of this great American concept that 1950 was designated Jewish Education Year by the American Association for Jewish Education. We are bringing Jewish Education Year to a close this very weekend with a national conference on Jewish education. 32 national Jewish organizations cooperated with the American Association in planning the conference, and over 1,000 delegates from national organizations, synagogues, schools, centers, and central community organizations are now meeting in New York. It is our hope that as a result of this conference, a beginning will be made in working out a cooperative program of education, which will establish truly effective educative instruments in the Jewish community for transmitting and developing the heritage of Jewish culture and ideals to the generation, and will develop Jewish education as an effective reinforcement to our public school system in teaching principles and programs of democratic society as defined in the classics and traditions of Americanism. The American Association for Jewish Education, dedicated to these high purposes, ever strives to bring to our youth those elements of faith which will endow them with inner security to be able to face these critical times unafraid and constructively.
Thank you, Mr. Stavisky. Our eternal eye drama today, Judith, is based upon an apocryphal book of the Bible and was written by Joseph Mendel. It was presented in observance of Jewish Education Year. The music was composed and conducted by Morris Momorsky. Cantor Robert Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Charlotte Holland as Judith and Roger DeCoven as Holofernes. The production was under the direction of Edward King. This is Mel Brandt speaking. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.